This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll start today with the latest on the debate and discord within the Massachusetts Republican Party. The Boston Globe reports today that Mass GOP officials are accusing Tea Party gubernatorial candidate Mark Fisher of demanding $1 million in exchange for dropping a lawsuit he's filed against the party.
Fisher is suing for the right to get on the GOP primary ballot in September. He fell 6 votes shy of making the ballot at the Massachusetts Republican Party convention back in March. The Mass GOP has since offered Fisher a spot on the ballot, but the party's lawyer says Fisher has rejected the offer. On the other hand, Mark Fisher's own lawyer says he deserves financial compensation in addition to being on the primary ballot. So what does this internal brawl mean for the Mass GOP and the voters it would like to win in this year's gubernatorial race? Joining us to discuss is Peter Ubertasio, chair of the Political Science and International Studies Department at Stonehill College. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, basically, to quickly go over what Mark Fisher is alleging in his suit, he's alleging that GOP party leaders manipulated the delegate counting back in the Republican convention, which ended up him being 6 votes shy of making the primary ballot. But what is it that you, what do you make of the fact that today, as the Globe is reporting, the Mass GOP's own lawyers are revealing that Fisher is allegedly asking for $1 million in exchange for dropping this lawsuit?
It's an astounding claim. It really is one of the more egregious things I've heard in recent Massachusetts political history. You simply cannot pay someone to get off the ballot. To even ask to be paid off in such a way is a ridiculous thing to do. It's one thing to ask for compensation to cover legal fees if the party is ultimately found at fault for having concealed its rules or made the rules intentionally vague or miscounted the ballots intentionally. Certainly is one thing to, and I think reasonable, to ask for, you know, covering of your attorney fees because you wouldn't have had to go through the exercise otherwise. Mm-hmm. But a $1 million compensation to take yourself off the ballot is simply stunning.
So we should say that it's not just the Massachusetts Republican Party's lawyers who are saying that Fisher has made this request. Fisher's own attorney says that the request for compensation, he told this to the Globe, was reasonable and not illegal because the candidate has, quote, put a lot into this. But let's take a step back. And Peter, what impact do you think this is going to have on the Massachusetts Republican Party as a whole as we get closer and closer, not just to primary season, but eventually the general election? Could this have any impact on Charlie Baker's gubernatorial campaign?
Well, probably not if it's settled early. You know, if he ends up getting on the ballot, Mark Fisher does not have statewide organization that can support his candidacy and do any significant damage to Charlie Baker, and that doesn't seem likely to change. So if he gets on the ballot and we have a traditional primary fight, it's very likely that Charlie Baker is going to win by a significant margin, and he'll move on to the general election with little difficulty in his own party. If a legal fight, you know, drags itself out over the summer, then, you know, that there's the potential for spillover effect, you know, where some of the damage attaches itself to Baker's campaign. It just doesn't seem likely at this point, particularly in light of this kind of allegation. I think most reasonable people paying attention to this will think that Fisher and his team have made such an unreasonable calculation here that they're not likely to side with him.
Well, I wonder if there's any possibility that the closer we get to November, maybe the Democrats could dredge up everything that's happening now and say, look, the Mass GOP allied itself behind Charlie Baker. He's a party insider. He's not as independent as he wants you to think, that maybe he even runs a quote, you know, possibly unfair campaign. I mean, could this end up being fodder for the Democratic candidate, whoever that is?
Sure. I mean, I think it's possible, and certainly they probably will, but I don't think it's the kind of thing that will sink the Baker candidacy. Most folks, to be perfectly honest and somewhat critical of the Republican Party here, don't think much of the Republican Party as an organization here. And if Charlie Baker is going to win this election, it's going to have little to do with the Republican organization that is behind him because it's quite frankly not very strong. It doesn't have the same appeal. It doesn't have anywhere close to the number of people affiliated with it. You know, so he's going to win in some ways, despite his own party, not because of it. And voters are probably not likely to hold him responsible for something that may or may not have happened at a convention, you know, in March.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder finally, Peter, if we could briefly just sort of talk about the broader struggles within the Mass GOP, because this battle regarding Mark Fisher is happening at the same time where there is sort of some internal conflict about what direction to take the party overall, with some members saying the Mass GOP should turn into a more conservative angle than it already has. I mean, does this question, this tussle over access to the ballot affect the larger struggle over how the GOP in the state defines itself?
Perhaps. You know, I think that that's a reasonable question for Republicans to ask, and something that conventions and primaries can go a long way to settling. But if there are much more conservative elements of that party, and there are, they haven't really put forward a viable candidate, at least in this cycle. So, and furthermore, the question about access to the ballot and the 15% is also a very good one and something that should be closely monitored, and now it's obscured by this outrageous offer. So any goodwill that Mark Fisher, you know, had going into this week from some party regulars who were uncomfortable about not putting him on the ballot has now been obscured by a million dollar demand that I think is going to change the conversation.
Well, Peter Ubertasio is chair of the Political Science and International Studies Department at Stonehill College. Peter, always great to have you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And stay with us. Coming up, New Yorker cartoonist Roz Chast on caring for her parents at the end of their lives in her funny, sad, and poignant memoir, Can We Talk About Something More Pleasant? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.